It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. Joining us is Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called steady to weak, but private sources predict light selling interest will offset the slowing seen in packer demand to temper losses in prices. Terminals called steady to lower, very light volume tests today. Tops from $54 to $58. Peoria called 50 cents to a dollar lower with a top price of $54. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, June 22nd, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 11,897 for the base market hog on 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $68 to $80.41, a weighted average $77.35, a loss of $1.58 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $53.31 to $63.27, the weighted average $60.79. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 10,670. The base price range was $67.25 to $82.50. The weighted average $78.86, a loss of $1.91 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $54.82 to $63.84, and the weighted average was $60.52.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
With the weekend weather outlook, here's AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And this morning I'm going to talk about some things that are weather related and some that are just more general. And occasionally I get off on a little tangent just to discuss things. And I think today is one of these days that I can illustrate clearly some things you should consider out there as you listen to this and other reports on the weather and ag markets. And first off, in this report that we do at about 8:52 in the morning each day, it focuses more on the markets rather than production. We give the detailed forecast for Illinois and Indiana throughout the day, and this is the time we look at all of the growing areas. And as a result, we're looking at the generalities on the weather that will affect the crop size and quality, either making it bigger and better or our weather conditions that make it worse and smaller. And as we look at the Midwest Corn Belt, over the last week, a lot of the belt got rain, and some of the very dry areas to the northwest got significant rain late last week and this week. So that bodes well for production. But I do know in the heart of our listening area, some places missed out on the rain, especially during the last 24 hours when it was expected and is always the case during the course of the spring and summer with a thunderstorm weather pattern. There are places that get more rain than others, and some of that is just random. Although once you start to get some places that randomly are wet and others that are dry, then it becomes a little less random. The dry areas tend to have a harder time getting rain, while some of the wetter areas have an easy time of getting more rain. And that's one thing I'm thinking about as we look at the next couple of weeks, because we are going to have a upper air trough sitting over the Great Lakes region covering much of the Midwest Corn Belt. That's cold air aloft. That makes the atmosphere unstable. That leads to your what we call diurnal showers and thunderstorms, those that really pop up during the afternoon and evening hours and then die down overnight into the early morning hours. And if that pattern comes to fruition, that means we're going to have scattered showers and thunderstorms on a daily basis in the Midwest, providing timely rains for some fields and not others. The fields that will likely get the timely rains are those that already have gotten a good bit of moisture this week, because there's more water evaporating off those fields that can be used to develop new thunderstorms. Meanwhile, dry pockets will continue to likely stay drier. That's not to say a thunderstorm that forms elsewhere can't drift over a dry area, but the general trend is some of the dry areas stay drier and the wetter areas stay wetter. So back to all of the bigger picture. The big picture is the Midwest Corn Belt generally has favorable weather right now for growing. A lot of rain came this week. More scattered showers are in the forecast. And even more importantly, all that talk of high heat that some were giving you a couple weeks ago has not come. By the way, we were not talking about high heat coming in here, and the ridge of high pressure, the hot dome, is staying well to the west for the time being. So there's not going to be heat stress in the Midwest, just a question of rainfall and timely rains. So if you're living in a dry area, you're going to think everything is terrible and may wonder why the prices don't go up enough. And if you're living in a wet area, you may be wondering why the prices might be going up a little bit because the crops are you've gotten a lot of rain. So it's just all perceptions on where you are. And when we talk about the weather here and we say it's generally wet, you may start to want to throw something at your radio and say, no, it's not. It's very dry here. And that is the case maybe in your location. And, of course, where I am, looking out my window, it's very dry at the moment. But that's not the case in our entire listening area and certainly not in the Midwest. The areas that are experiencing problems, the driest area in the Midwest, there's two. One in parts of central into south-central Iowa, there's a little pocket. And then across central Illinois from around and just south of Quincy to Champaign-Urbana. Those are the two driest areas. We're also looking at some dryness problems in the Mississippi Delta still for soybeans and in the western Great Plains for spring wheat. Otherwise, the main growing areas right now are doing fairly well weather-wise for crop production. And we'll pick it up again next week. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Bungie North America in Danville. Bungie recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world. In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 479 and a quarter, last trade up one. December, 495 and a half, unchanged, last trade up three quarters. July wheat opened at 365 and a half, unchanged, last trade down a half. September, 382 and three quarters, up a half, last trade down a quarter. July corn opened at 230 and a half, unchanged, last trade down a half. December, 257, unchanged, last trade down a half. July, 285 and three quarters, unchanged, last trade down three quarters. July beans opened at 582 and three quarters, down a quarter, last trade down a half. Noves, 608 and three quarters, unchanged, last trade down three quarters. July soybean meal opened at 176.50, unchanged, last trade down 110. July soybean oil opened at 24.52, up 3, and last trade was down 5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I guess there's not a lot of fundamental new news to discuss, but I am curious about your thoughts with the options going off the board today, the July options. What impact, if any, might they have for commodities at the start of next week?
Well, you're exactly right. There's not a lot of things to talk about today. I think Ed summed it up best. You know, if you've got the rain, you're really, really happy. If you've missed it, you're wondering why these things aren't rallying. But the options do expire today. It could have an effect on trade. We're going to try and find the closest strike or maybe even create some session excitement if towards the end if we can get move away from the expected strike price on different commodities today. So all in all, they may have an impact, but it's so quiet they probably won't have, you know, a real significant impact on the overall trade today.
Open options pretty big in the $6 strike in the beans, and the significance of that number is it's a key number in the Noves bean contract.
Exactly right, and they'll be paying close attention to that, and usually what we talk about all this before it happens, and that's usually about where it winds up when the end of the day is over, right around that $6 mark. But time will tell today as we proceed with the trade.
Will the trade look back this week and actually say, yep, that was the week that the low came in the wheat, the Tuesday low?
You know, that's real possible. Obviously, the lack of wheat or the lack of production that we've had this year is no surprise to anybody. Demand has been rather robust. Basis has stayed pretty strong, particularly in the hard wheat. And you would expect once we get through this market or through the harvest, the bulk of the harvest, that we could see a rally in wheat.
Over in the corn, July open interest there pretty high going into the trade, 179 plus thousand contracts, and and also in the puts, 97,483. And the calls, 93% of the OI above the 230 strike. The puts, 71% of the OI above the 230 level. Is that why we're in the mid-230 range?
That's what your first impression would be. That's where the logical place for it to stay right now. Again, we're waiting for the weather markets to move or the funds to make another move. And it appears in the last week or so, maybe the fund focus has moved a little bit away from the grains, and really the way that hogs and cattle have rallied in the last week, maybe they have moved some of their money over into the meats here as of late.
And very quickly, your calls for the open.
I think we'll see both sides of today. They're going to start out maybe and follow the overnight a little bit, but I think we could trade both sides. Again, it's really benign weather overall, and they probably won't position too much going into the weekend. The only thing that could change this today would be if we can get some excitement going with the July options expiring today. Maybe we could get some movement sometime today. So I think we could see both sides of the market today.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing. You're listening to WILO Urbana.